This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right. So anyway, so to contextualize those new tariffs on the $200 billion worth of Chinese imports American consumers will be paying come Monday, that's import taxes dollar-wise on just about half of everything we import from Beijing. And there are corresponding, although not quite as far-reaching, Chinese tariffs on American goods going over there. All through this season of trade disputes, Chinese manufacturers have told our correspondent in Shanghai, Jennifer Pack, that they are optimistic everything is going to be worked out pretty soon. But still? Here's Jennifer from a trade fair in Shanghai.
Thousands of booths display shiny industrial robots at the Shanghai Industry Fair. Many companies here are upbeat, including EMC Machinery, which makes machine parts used to produce cell phones and automobiles. Sun Niansheng is the general manager.
Right now, we mainly export to Europe and the U.S., but next year, China will become our biggest market.
This may be why he's not that worried about the U.S. imposing a 25% tariff on some of his products since July. He says sales to the American market have been sliding, even before the tariff, because he says U.S. factories are not as competitive and do not need to upgrade to his products.
Our sales to the U.S. will likely shrink by almost half this year, to less than 10%.
Other suppliers that don't have products on tariff lists in either the U.S. or China can still be affected. Mega Robo needs American chipsets to make its intelligent robots for hospitals and research labs. These are not subject to any Chinese tariffs, but co-founder Qiao Zhixin says the chipsets now cost him 10% more. He believes his supplier in China is selling other items that are affected by tariffs and has raised all product prices to cover any profit loss. Qiao Zhixin says he can't substitute American chipsets.
It is impossible to replace all American parts. The whole world is closely connected. It's the same for the U.S. Can their firms avoid using China products? America's economy cannot develop without the help of China.
Other companies, like the Danish firm called Mobile Industrial Robots, are also caught in between. The firm manufactures in Denmark and counts the U.S. and China as its biggest markets. CEO Thomas Visti says there's no effect on his firm, but
we don't know how it will affect our customers, since our customers is electronic manufacturers and automotive also. So it could be that, you know, if they go down in volume, probably also we would have some kind of effect, but indirect.
He says he's optimistic that the trade dispute will be resolved soon, because he says the current tit-for-tat tariffs just don't make much business sense. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.